Thursday morning. Welcome. 5:44 and Kevin Martell in for Greg Morgan again. Thanks for joining us today. A little hazy out there this morning again. You can see the sun. What a picture of the sun if you were up early enough to look outside a little bit earlier. It was just the sun, you know, with the haze on it as well. It looked like just the perfect red ball, a red circle almost. Don't look too long. But it was quite the picturesque morning out there. And it is a very happy morning for a lot of Oilers fans.
McDavid, it's gone!
Big 4-3 overtime win. Edmonton had been down to Florida at 1.31. Came back, as the Oilers have done so many times during these 2025 Stanley Cup playoffs. And yeah, won it in front of the home crowd. So the Oilers are able to do something they weren't able to do last year in the Stanley Cup final against the Panthers. And that is win game one. Game two goes tomorrow before the series shifts down to Florida. Hey, another big sports story, the Riders home opener. Ottawa Red Blacks are in town tonight as we get going on a new season. Kickoff for the game is set for 7 tonight with the Green Zone pregame show beginning at 5. And a lot of questions this year for the Riders team, a lot of expectations, a lot of high expectations. By the way, as well, we talked to Green Zone Rider reporter Britton Gray about it yesterday. In just a little bit, we'll talk to Belton Johnson of the Green Zone as well, talking about, well, a lot of things, a lot of question marks for the team. Quarterback, how does Trevor Harris look this year? Will he be able to play the entire season? Offensive line, we've already had some injury struggles, just like we've had the last number of seasons, and the season hasn't even started yet. You have a couple big names down. So can we rebound there? A lot of predictions have the Riders winning the West. We'll see if that comes. And hey, if you have a ticket to tonight's game, you can get free admittance to the Mosaic Pavilions. That is about to get underway. Yes. Everything gets going at 5 o'clock tonight. A number of different pavilions this year, and it's always exciting. You know, if you haven't gone to Mosaic, this is just fantastic. You can go, as we always say, all over the world without leaving Regina. It's, you know, you have your classics like the Scottish Pavilion. They're always popular. Ukraine, two of them, actually. Two Chinese ones, Greek pavilion. A lot of the pavilions are at real, as they have been over the last number of years. And in total, we have 15 pavilions this year, a little bit down from last year. We had 18 last year, but Romanian, African, Polish pavilions won't be coming back this year. But you know, we're talking 200,000 visitors throughout this year's event, which runs today until Saturday. And by the way, if you are looking to go, passports, for most of us, $15. Passport will get you in to all the pavilions. And then, of course, you would pay extra for food and drink if you want. There will be discounts for seniors and for kids. So that gets going today. And, of course, we continue to follow the very latest, our wildfire coverage, our special wildfire coverage here on 980 CJME. We brought you another live update yesterday. And we are continuing to hear the stories of people who have lost their homes. It's just crushing to hear from them. And as you've been hearing in Andrew Shepard's news this morning in the newscast, one family at Dunair Beach having to watch through their doorbell video cam their house burning. All that's left now, washer and dryer that are blackened, a vehicle, a boat that are charred. It is tough for a lot of people. And so we are desperately hoping for some rain. We're going to be getting it here in Regina. At least it looks that way. We'll have more on that in just a moment. What about up north, though? That's where they need it. We heard that from Steve Roberts of the Public Safety Agency, saying that we need rain and we need a lot of it. 5:53, Saskatchewan Roughriders home opener tonight, welcoming the Ottawa Red Blacks, and it should be pumping. It is always an exciting time of year. We're just almost getting into summer, and yes, football is back, and Belton Johnson is back with me. He is on the line this morning, part of our Green Zone team covering the Riders, Grey Cup champ, barbecue connoisseur. Belton, good to chat with you again, my friend. Long time no talk.
Always. How's it going there, Kev?
Good. Very good. And here we go, buddy. Another season. Expectations are very high, Belton. Many of your Green Zone colleagues think the Riders finish first. Would you agree?
Oh, I got them going 13-5 and winning the whole thing, Kevin. I'm higher than the rest of them.
Wow. Wow, 13-5. So, you know, I read into that, Belton, that this team has very few weaknesses.
And I think they have very few weaknesses, right, Kev? You know, and the thing is, continuity. They, you know, same guys from last year. I think they have, what, 9 all-star players returning. So, you know, that with Coach Mace, it makes for a great ending for this team, I think. And I know people are worried about, you know, maybe the O-line and everything. You know, you got 2 guys down. But the one thing that team showed me last year is resiliency. You know, all the injuries that they faced, they still did pretty well last year. And I think things will carry forward this season here.
How do you think they keep doing that with all the injuries that they have to the O-line? They keep finding ways to successfully plug it. What are they doing right?
And I think it's Coach Mace. He speaks, you know, just the positive energy he has. And you know, the guys that they brought in, you know, scouts or whatnot, you know, it just find guys that could kind of plug and play and they buy into that system. And, you know, again, what they have is working. And I'm just, you know, I'm not looking at the preseason. I'm not putting a whole lot of stock into that. And just want to see what this team comes out looking like tonight here.
The Green Zone's Belton Johnson with me on the line this morning. A big question mark that I have, and I think a lot of fans do as well, is does Trevor Harris stay healthy?
Does he stay healthy? You know, he's an older guy, but I think he can stay healthy as long as that O-line protects him. And the one thing Trevor Harris has done well in the past is he gets rid of the ball fast. I think the ball is in his hands usually, what, 3 seconds at the most, and it's gone. So if he could continue to do that, I think he will remain healthy.
Now, I guess you have 3 other quarterbacks to choose from if he goes down, too.
Oh, yeah. And they got Jake Mayer, too, right? Like, they got Jake Mayer. I think Jack Cohn, he looked good during the preseason. And, you know, they got lots of weapons around the quarterback, right? You look at those receivers, you know, Schaefer Baker, Emelis, Picton. I mean, you pick and choose your weapon there, right? So as long as he can get it out, let the playmakers do their job. Yeah.
Last question for you, Belton, this morning. What's the biggest hurdle for this Riders team? What's something that could hold them back?
Something that could hold them back? If it is anything, it might be injuries, right? But again, they've shown the resiliency to kind of plug and play. And we all know injuries happen, you know, with all football teams. It's just a matter of time. But again, you know, I just think very highly of this team, and I don't think nothing really can hold them back here.
We are all excited for a new season, Belton. Thanks for doing this, and we'll chat tomorrow.
Always. You have a good one there, Kev.
You too. Kickoff of the game, 7 tonight, with the Green Zone pregame show beginning at 5. At 6:15, I challenge you to listen to this song and not do the robot. Wascana Pool officially opens in 45 minutes. It's only the lap pool for now. The leisure pool, water slides, hot tub will open up tomorrow. And by the way, Buffalo Meadows, Maple Leaf, Massey, and Regent pools are scheduled to open 1 week today, next Thursday. Starting tonight as well, Mosaic is back for another year. You can taste the world's different cultures and traditions, a very popular festival this time of year. The president of Regina's Multicultural Council, John Fundura, is expecting 200,000 visitors throughout this year's events from tonight until Saturday.
But just to get together, right? That's the most important thing. Just get together, celebrate something together called the multiculturalism.
Yeah, in all this year, 15 pavilions.
There's always something new to see. Just like when you review or re-see a movie, there's something in it that you've missed than when you watch it the first time. So same thing with Mosaic.
Well, this morning we're giving you a preview of some of those 15 pavilions, what they have to offer, including the First Nations Pavilion.
You'll hear the sound of the drum and the voices of singing. You may even hear the jingle dress dancers. The smell of fresh baked bannock will overpower the smell of the smudge. Of sweetgrass and sage.
The menu will be a combination of traditional First Nations food infused with a modern twist. No need to panic because our bannock will be made fresh every day. The Kahumani dance is a sweetheart dance. It's a friendship dance. At the end of each evening, our First Nations pavilion will close with a round dance.
And that First Nations pavilion is at the Mamawayat Attend Center on 6th Ave. Of course, the always popular Ukrainian pavilion, actually two this year, will start with one. It's real. Kev.
We have three amazing dance groups. As well, we have singers.
And our local band, Hutzel Drive. Some local vendors. Amazing cultural display.
We have our amazing food. Veronica, Hololipsi, Kupasa. And we have some great specialty drinks. We are importing two different beers from Ukraine this year. As well, we have our Zelensky Strong, which is a wonderful drink that's looks like a Ukrainian flag. And new this year, we will have a shot that is commemorating the 55th anniversary of Mosaic.
Mosaic again starts tonight. The pavilions open up at 5 tonight, lasting tonight, tomorrow, and Saturday as well. Oh, hey, what an entertaining game one of the Stanley Cup final between the Oilers and Panthers. Back and forth, lots of great action last night. Florida was up 3-1 at one point, and then the Oilers did what the Oilers do best, and that is come back.
Back for Arvidsson. Arvidsson shoots. Score! Third for McDavid out in front. Score!
Yeah, 3-3, and game one goes into overtime. Not much time is left when Florida puts the puck over the glass in their own end. 2-minute delay of game penalty. Edmonton goes on the power play, and with time winding down, this.
Here's McDavid. Out in front. Score! Leon Draisaitl. The Oilers win game one.
Edmonton takes game one 4-3 in OT. Oiler fans in this province were watching. We were at a packed bar speaking with them.
It was amazing. It was awesome. Draisaitl had an awesome game. Knew that power play was going to kill them at the end there, Florida, so that was great.
That felt really good.
My confidence never wavered, so let's just put it at that.
Yeah, now the Oilers are already ahead of where they were this time last year in the final, winning game one. Leon Draisaitl was among a number of Oilers dealing with injuries in last year's playoff run. He reflected on being close to 100% this time around.
Some of our guys got pretty banged up early last year in the playoffs, and you know, sometimes the fatigue just seems to set in a little bit quicker. So it's nice to feel good and healthy, and hopefully it stays that way.
Sportsnet did a little feature on whether the country should be behind Edmonton in this final.
We, the Edmonton Oilers, are Canada's team.
What would you say to Canadian hockey fans who are adopting the Oilers as their team?
I would say thank you for adopting us, but you should come here and experience the atmosphere because it's the best place to play.
We're a fun team to watch. We'd love for all of Canada to cheer for us, and hopefully we can make you guys proud.
You don't have any other choice. We are your team. We're the last one standing.
And game two goes tomorrow back in Edmonton at Rogers Place.
I've been robbed and ridiculed in daycare centers and night schools.
6:24 on your Thursday morning. Kevin Martell in for Greg Morgan. Thanks for being with us. We are bringing you the very latest this morning. 980 CJME special coverage of the devastating fires in northern Saskatchewan. We have the latest numbers. We know the latest numbers from the Saskatchewan Public Safety Agency show 400 structures have been lost in this province. The most damage at Dunair Beach.
Terrible, terrible, terrible. Yes.
Yeah, one family watches its home burn through a doorbell camera. You just heard the father of Cindy Pedwell there as he has video touring the damage.
It's just devastating. We're all still trying to contact each other and see how we're all doing.
Everything is basically gone. There is a washer and dryer, a truck and a boat, but all of it left blackened, charred by flames. All of Pedwell's cherished possessions now live as ash.
That stuff that when you hold it, that memory comes back, right? I feel like now those triggers won't be there for me anymore. This is a humongous fire. Our volunteer firemen are doing the best they can.
Pedwell is feeling a little upset and wants to see the province bring in more fire crews.
You know, in the north, we're still important. I know that we're not the high population of people, but we still matter.
And the most recent wildfire update, 980 CJME carried live for you. The Saskatchewan Public Safety Agency's Steve Roberts says this on getting more help.
We have to recognize that Manitoba and Alberta are experiencing the same thing. So as they also exhaust their resources and start looking for more, nationally, there's three agencies right now that are trying to get resources. If we were the only player in town, it would be easy to get an extra 100 firefighters or two extra water bombers or an extra helicopter.
Robert tells us what else is challenging this fire season.
And in summary of what makes this a difficult season, numbers, sheer numbers. We're almost double the normal amount of fires. That combined with the fact that these fires are in and near populated areas, which increases the dynamic and also the impact of these fires. If we couple that with weather that has been extremely dry and windy for an excessive amount of period, we're talking 3 to 4 weeks now without any appreciable rain, those all combine to increase the complexity. So all the resources we have to be strategically managed on a daily, sometimes an hourly basis.
Again, the safety agency, Steve Roberts, you heard him during a live wildfire update that 980 CJME carried for you yesterday. Now, if you're looking to help with the wildfire situation, government is asking you to donate to the Red Cross. The Mo government is already providing $15 million to the Red Cross for its work with the public safety agency in helping evacuees. And now the feds say they'll match every dollar donated to the Red Cross's wildfires appeal, and it'll be used to help those impacted by the fires. And stay with us. We will continue to bring you live updates here on 980 CJME, whatever develops in the wildfire situation.